This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where the search for remains of the 67 people killed during the mid-air crash of a passenger jet and an Army helicopter at Washington's Reagan National Airport continues. CBS's Ian Lee is in Wichita, Kansas, where the American Airlines flight originated, with passengers including teen figure skaters, their parents, and coaches on board.
We're hearing from U.S. Figure Skating saying, "We are devastated by this unspeakable tragedy and hold the victims' families closely in our hearts." These are people who knew each other from across the nation. And so when you do have a tragedy like this, it really does impact everyone.
There were no survivors of the crash. Retired Coast Guard Commander Shannon Scaff is worrying about recovery crews in the frigid Potomac River.
"This is going to be tough. I've been thinking about these folks all day. They're out there on the water and under the water. They're dealing with terrible conditions out there. And obviously, we all know the gravity of the situation and how tragic it is."
Air traffic control staffing may not have been normal at the time of the collision.
Two sources tell CBS News one air traffic controller was directing helicopters and planes flying near the airport at the time of the collision, a job two people are usually assigned to. Aviation consultant Mike Boyd says it's not clear if that contributed to the accident, but what is clear is the U.S. needs more air traffic controllers.
"The controllers are there overworked, so these kind of things are going to happen, but don't think this is a one-off or just something that just happened. These things are taking place across the country."
Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Senate confirmation hearings for President Trump's cabinet nominees filled multiple hearing rooms yesterday. CBS's Torian Small was there for us.
Arguably the most combative committee hearing was for FBI Director nominee Kash Patel. Democrats expressed discomfort with the Trump loyalists' association with January 6 rioters and his past comments alluding to seeking retribution against political enemies.
Three more Israeli hostages, two females and an 80-year-old man, were released in Gaza, but the chaotic nature of the handover angered Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu so much that he delayed releasing Palestinian detainees until later in the day.
In Tel Aviv, Israelis celebrated the homecoming of more hostages. But there was desperation for the return of the rest.
"We need them all, the dead ones and the alive hostages, everybody back."
After 15 months of relentless war, long-awaited reunions like this offer a glimmer of hope for families still waiting.
CBS's Haley Ott reporting from Tel Aviv. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So my home is also my office, and before I can focus, every room's gotta be clean. That means tidying up and spraying my Febreze Air Mist. Ooh, that's fresh. Febreze Air Mist scents are all high quality. They fight any weird funk, and they give my air an instant boost of freshness. So not only does my home smell good, I feel good too. After I Febreze, it's time to start my day.
Breathe happy Febreze, la 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 la.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
There's new life for an old and little house.
Tie your bonnet and buckle your shoes. Netflix has greenlit a reboot of Little House on the Prairie.
"I'm Miss Beadle.
I'm Mary Ingalls, ma'am. And that's Laura."
The streamer says it'll be a fresh adaptation of Laura Ingalls Wilder's book series and the people who shaped the frontier. No word on when the series will debut or who will pick up where the late Michael Landon and Melissa Gilbert left off. This week, a Nielsen report showed the original Little House is one of the most popular legacy titles of 2024. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Starliner astronaut Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore took a stroll outside the International Space Station yesterday, marking their 239th day in unexpected orbit. Williams became the world's most experienced female spacewalker, logging more than 62 hours outside the lab over 9 excursions and multiple missions. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly cloudy with rain developing across the area. Mid-30s at sunrise, our winds becoming light and variable. Rain looks likely for Friday, a mostly cloudy sky. North winds gusting to 30, highs in the upper 30s. It's 39 at our studios.
Slow your Mustang down. Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Won't you take teach her song. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gather round and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Give me one kiss and I'll
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. You're bright enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Sugar sometime.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Thank you.
If there's love behind it,
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You know you should be glad. you know you should be glad.
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I second that. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where the search for bodies and the search for the cause continue in the aftermath of 67 people dying in the mid-air crash of a passenger jet and an Army helicopter over the Potomac River. CBS Boston's Beth Germano reports from the Skate Club of Boston, where six of the victims were members.
Douglas Lane lost his wife and his son.
He was just loved by everyone, from the adults running the club to the smallest skaters to the people that are, you know, competing for a shot at the Olympics. They all just adored him.
Their Russian-born coaches, Shishkova and Nomov, were married. They won the pairs title at the World Championship in 1994 and competed in the Winter Olympics twice. Their son, Maxime, a competitive figure skater for the U.S., was not on the plane.
President Trump signed an